Wings are here.
Oh, from
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for 6 pieces. Taste them.
Mmm, crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may vary.
Son of Porthos. With the return of the king to Saint-Germain, Françoise Daubigné believes that Aurore will be in grave danger. The friendliness and concern for her health of the Duke of Almada, which pleases Aurore, frightens Françoise, for she sees in these attentions treason and intrigue. True to her promise to Joël, she writes a message for him, but before she can send it, she is interrupted by the sudden arrival of the Marchioness de Montespan.
Marchioness? Madame de Montespan, what are you doing here?
I have come to visit the children. Have you anything against it, Françoise?
No, of course not, madame, but I did not expect you.
That is obvious. You expected Honorine to take a message. A very private message, I take it.
It was nothing, madame. I did but dramatize when I spoke thus. I will ring for Honorine and give it to him.
I will take it if you like, Françoise. Jean has not yet unsaddled the horses. He could deliver it for you with more speed than Honorine.
Oh, no. No, thank you. I will give it to Honorine.
Oh, la, Françoise. What an intrigue. To whom is this note addressed, that it is so mysterious and important? Too important to entrust to any hand but Honorine?
It is to a friend of mine, madame. Oh, I do assure you, it is of no importance at all.
It seems you are taking a deal of trouble with it. Bother to clutch it to your bosom, so I'm not going to snatch it from you. In any case, here is Honorine, so you may give it to him.
You rang, madame?
The Marchioness de Souger has an errand for you, Honorine.
I have a note I wish delivered.
It is very important.
Very important, Honorine.
Only to be trusted to your hands.
As you love me, Honorine, see that it is safely delivered.
Oh, fie, Françoise, you will turn his head.
I will deliver it, madame.
Go at once, then.
It shall be done immediately.
But wait.
Yes, milady?
I would have a word with you before you go.
Oh, please, heaven, he does not give it to her. He bodes no good.
You understand, then, Honorine?
I understand, milady.
Then you may go. There now, Françoise. That little matter is settled to everyone's satisfaction. Or at least to mine.
Yes, my lady.
Of course I should be gratified to know to whom the note was addressed. But I do not suppose you choose to tell me. No. Well, in that case, I shall guess. Was it to the Breton, Françoise? I thought so. The Breton. The musketeer to whom you once bade such an affectionate farewell.
My lady, you are quite wrong.
I wouldn't worry to deny it, my dear. But I see by your face my guess is right. That is one of the disadvantages of having an honest face. It is hard to lie. So it was the Breton. A pity. You might have saved your time.
What do you mean?
The Breton is dead.
Dead? You will... Yes. I cannot believe it.
Yes, it is true, for I arranged it myself.
You?
You need not sound so surprised. For you have always known my method of treating those foolish enough to stand in my way. There was too much of the Breton for my convenience.
Joël is dead. And he knows it.
No use at all, Françoise. All that intrigue and mystery for nothing. The Breton is dead. Dead in Bondy Forest with a bullet through his heart.
Are you certain he is dead?
There is no doubt of it.
Did you witness the deed?
There was no need. I paid Ware to have it done.
Then you are not sure of it at all.
He is dead, I tell you.
Then you are so certain of it. Why do you keep saying that? Is it I you are trying to convince? Or yourself?
By my speech, Francois, you go too far in your insolence.
I am sorry to have angered you, for you give me great comfort. I do not believe he is dead after all.
Dead or alive, what does it matter? He won't get your message. Honorine will not deliver it.
Oh, yes. Yes. If Joel is alive, Honorine will give it to him. He at least is one I can trust.
As you love me, Honorine, you said. Oh, fie, Francois. Is that the way to speak to servants? He would not understand such nonsense. I said to him, 50 pistoles and you do not deliver the note. Money is their language.
He would not be bribed, not honoring.
Your simplicity is charming, my dear, but every man has his price. And 50 pistoles is apparently honoring. You see, I have your note. Honoring has my purse.
No.
Oh, yes?
If you are certain Joel is dead, why offer 50 pistoles for a note to him?
Dear simple Francois, I did not know for certain that the message was for him. Oh, I guessed it was, but I was not sure. Agreed, I have now wasted my money, but perhaps it was worth 50 pistoles to prevent it falling into anyone else's hands. What do you have to say to him, Francois?
Since you have the note, you may read it for yourself.
As you say, I may read it for myself. Devil take the man!
What is it?
Happy to you. But by my faith, the fool shall pay for this.
So, he did not understand your money after all. It was blank paper he sold you. And for 50 pistoles.
Hold your tongue.
Listen. What is that?
Open the window. Who rides there? Ride on it! God save you! So he's gone. The fool.
Sometimes, then, love and loyalty is stronger than money, madame. It gives me hope that Joel perhaps is not dead, despite the fact that you paid good money for his death.
Hope is the sedative of the weak, Francoise. But Breton is dead, and the man you have sent to find him will follow shortly, I have no doubt. I trust it will be comforting thought that it is your hand has sent the loyal Honorine to his death.
Oh, no. Madame, you cannot kill Honorine. He does but do as I bid.
I realize that, Francois, and that brings us to something else. After this episode, this unfortunate episode today, I can no longer overlook the fact that you are unfit to look after the royal children.
You cannot mean that.
You have only yourself to blame. I'm sure His Majesty would agree with me. The governess in charge of the royal children must be, like Caesar's wife, above suspicion. Certainly above the common intrigues and treachery of the court.
Oh, but you cannot take the children away from me, madame. You cannot.
But I can and I shall.
But they love me and I love them. Louis, why, oh, he'd be so unhappy without me.
Then he will have to be unhappy. Children recover from these things very quickly. He's a morbid child, I noticed. Last time I came to see him, he seemed almost afraid of me. It says little for your upbringing, Francois, to have my own child afraid of me.
He is only 8, madame.
Then there is time for him to learn to love his new governess. You
have one already, then?
Yes.
Are you taking them at once?
Yes.
Oh, madame. Madame, I will do anything else. I cannot let them go. I've had them since they were babies. I love them. It would be like parting with my own. Oh, don't take the babies, please. I beg of you. I will recall Honorine. I promise.
All this is a little late, Francois.
Oh, my promise. I will do anything. Anything. And nothing to displease you, but
hysteria is undignified, to say the least, Francois. And quite useless, I assure you. After all, I am being very lenient with you. Your protege, Madame de Loc Maria, as she is now, has caused me endless trouble. But I have not blamed her. I even brought you here to be near to her. It is this last interference that is unforgivable. I can no longer trust you, Francois. You must go.
Oh, madame.
But I am not quite heartless. I will not leave you stranded here in Saint-Germain. back to where I found you. In what slum did you live, my proud Francoise, before my charity brought you to Paris? Come now, do not stand there weeping. I'll ring for Suzette to bring the children.
No, no, I will go and get them. I'll bring them down.
As you will.
What are their clothes?
Just bring the children. Their clothes can be sent on later.
Madame, if you would change your mind...
I will not. And you may send them to me your successor who waits outside. Her name is La Bosse.
Yes, madame.
And hurry, I have not all day.
Madame La Bosse will see you now.
Mercy help us. What's the matter with her?
She's crying because I have just given her position to you.
To me? Oh, my noble lady pleases to laugh at a poor old woman.
Nothing of the sort. I am a long way from laughing at the moment. I have just promoted you to the rank of governess to the royal children.
But, my lady, I'm no nursemaid.
At least you should be able to concoct a soothing syrup if they prove fruitful.
Which is why you kept me by you, eh? You want to be rid of these children, perhaps?
Certainly not. They are my surest method of bringing the king to my side. But you are right. I have kept you by me for the benefit of your witchcraft and those of my enemies I may wish to dispose of. You have already told me that the Breton lies dead in Bondy Forest, despite the fact that there has been no further sign from either Walton or your brother, the lockmaker. Are you still certain of it?
The crystal never lies, lady. Dead as a doornail in Bondy Forest. I saw him clearly. You have nothing to fear. All is clear before you.
I hope you are right. Meantime, since your brother appears to have deserted us, you must find me another, for I have another job to be done.
Without fail, noble lady, without fail. I'll do anything for one who'll someday be Queen of France.
Good. But I've a task for you, too. It seems to me that taking the children and sending Francois away is not quite good enough. I have a lot at stake. I feel the gentle Francoise would be better in another world.